Because we are going to get to worship him and be in his presence today. And we thank God that the word says that where just two or three are gathered, he's in the midst of us. So we can be guaranteed he's in the midst of all of us this morning. And we're just going to step in and worship him and let him speak to us and just let him touch our lives with everything that he has for us today. And we're just going to be blessed with his goodness. Amen? Amen. Amen.
Who's ready to worship this morning? Ready to praise?
Ready.
There is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is a rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won.
Sing out your name, a victory dance. I will dance out and think I will.
off despair. Come on, sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in pain. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. And all of my fear I will turn.
Come on,
into
lift your voice this morning.
Shake off despair as I sing.
Come on,
out
you need to move a little bit.
Victory dance, I will dance out in pain. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in pain. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. Call out my fear, I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance, I will dance out in pain. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's a God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can't find. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible.
Praise him because our circumstances are exactly the way we think they should be, when they should be, and how they should be. We're not in control of that. What we're in control of is our praise. And if you want to sit in despair, go ahead, but there's a way out. There is a way out. There is a way that is known unto man that we can praise the Lord, we can worship him, and we can just let everything go that's weighing us down and worship him. Amen. Don't be afraid to raise your hand. Don't be afraid to shout. Don't be afraid to dance. Don't be afraid to run. Don't be afraid to worship your God today. Amen? Woo!
I saw Satan fall like lightning. Darkness run for cover, but the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. And I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection power. We'll be right back.
testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'm justified by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm justified. This is my testimony. Oh, I'm alive. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story. I'm justified by Jesus Christ the righteous. I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony.
My God is able to save and deliver. Tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. God knew that we would be going through trials and tribulations. He knew everything right from the beginning, what we would be having to face and having to pray and get over things. He knew this. But the next verse says, but those who wait hope, put their trust in Him, in the Lord, will renew their strength. They will mount up or soar, just depends on what version you're looking at, on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. He's telling you, you will rise above your situation. If you put your trust in Him and give it to Him and leave it there and let Him deal with it, and you just walk and run from that situation, run to God, give it to God, and He will take care of it. The word wait is putting your trust and hope in Him, and it is also planting a seed of faith that needs to be nourished.
Thank you.
your fire, Lord.
This is my
home. A move of the Holy Spirit.
This is my
home. This is a move.
This is a move.
We want to be a part of that move.
This is a move.
What the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. It turned my whole life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God, now I'm alive to tell the story. How I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God, now I'm alive to tell the story. Now I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad wasn't based on what I've done, but His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. Jesus' blood was the cross meant for me, that my meant for me, where my sin lay buried. Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. And was the cross meant for me, that my Savior carried? Now I've been made free by the mercy of God. And was the great meant for me, where my sin lay buried. Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the cross meant for me, that my Savior carried? Now I've been made free by the mercy of God. And was the great meant for me, for me, that my Savior carried? Now I've been made free by the mercy of God. And was the grave meant for me, where my sin lay buried? Now I stand redeemed by the mercy of God. Now I'm
oh, I would still be lost.
of God. I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you for
the
your
Lord.
Love and your strength.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you for a way out. Thank you for covering us. Hallelujah. Oh, He's worthy. Amen.
Amen.
He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yes, His presence is here.
Yeah.
And He's touching us. Amen. And we're thankful for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thankful for His goodness. Amen. I tell you, He's answering prayer even right now for people.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Even the babies are testifying right
Amen.
Now.
Amen. Out of the mouths of babes. Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Oof.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Just take a moment in your seat just to worship Him for a moment. You don't stand up. If you want to, do it. If not, but just worship Him for a minute.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Let's just rest in His presence for a minute.
We just thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord.
We just give you all the praise. You're worthy. Thank you.
Father, we just declare your goodness this morning, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for touching people this morning, Father, and answering prayers. And just bring to pass, Father, what's needed, Father God. Bring your miracles, bring your mercy, Father. Bring your goodness upon them and just touch us this morning, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. I see a line being drawn in the sand. I see a line being drawn in the sand. And some of you are drawing that line and saying, I'm done. I'm drawing this line. I'm not crossing over it again. God, it's me and you for the rest of our lives. The rest of my life, it's me and you. I'm going to do
Amen.
Things your way. And God said, I see you. I hear you. I'm with you. And then I just see an open beach. And I see some people just running wherever and however, and it's chaotic. And He said, those of you that haven't drawn the line in the sand, it's time for you to draw the line in the sand.
Amen.
It's time for you to be serious about my word,
Amen.
About your walk with me, spending time with me. Draw your line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Do things my way. Don't go anywhere unless I tell you to go. You've been moving, you've been going this way, you've been going that way. You've been trying to speed up process, and it's not been my will for you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm going to ask you, or sometimes what's going on is going to look silly to you.
Mm-hmm.
Take the man I made dip in the Jordan 7 times. He thought it was crazy, but he came out healed and whole.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He had somebody that was there to tell him when he thought it was stupid, when he was mad because my servant didn't do exactly what he thought he should do. And he had a wise voice that I put by his side that said, if he'd asked you to do something hard, you would have done it. And now I'm giving you a voice right now that says, draw the line in the sand and get it done.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can heed my warning.
Praise
or
God.
You can just keep going on wandering around. But there's a day that well done for good and faithful servant is coming, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you, and I don't ever want to say the latter to you. So draw your line in the sand and get your walk right with me.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Let's be in pursuit of the Lord. Amen. You know, it's definitely a time in which we live to be serious about your walk with the Lord. Amen. It's a time for us to really focus on God and making sure that he's the center of everything that we're doing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Well, obviously Phil's back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He came in the house, I said, you ain't never going nowhere ever again. But I feel gypped because you came back 2 days early. I said, I stayed away from you for a whole week. Like, you didn't give me my whole week of peace.
I thought you'd be glad to have me back early. I was glad to get home.
I didn't laugh, they did. No, I was glad to get you home. And you did kit something. Tell him what you shot.
I shot a little baby Bambi deer, so.
Yeah. Steve.
Yeah, just a little one.
But so praise God you shot one. You got
yes,
one.
I
you
got one.
Me. There you go.
Yeah. And so.
And God
I'm
was
thankful,
with you, and you guys were
thankful
having a good
we
time.
Had a great time.
Yeah.
Lots of fun with the other guys. And so we just enjoyed ourselves. And so. It was a good little trip there.
Well, we're glad you enjoyed yourself. We're glad you had fun. Now get back to work and do your job. I'm kind of kidding, but kind of not, no. We got a lot of good things coming up. Women, we have our Christmas party on the 3rd of December at noon here. Somebody stole our sign-up sheet. Did you? If you bring it back, listen, we won't ask questions. We won't call the police. We won't do anything. Just put it back. Slide it on up there. It'll be all right. Huh? Well, Candy will pay you, obviously. I ain't paying you, thief. No, thief does not get rewarded, but we won't send you to jail for it, okay? No, we're going to, we do a gift. So $10 and under, it doesn't have to be something, you know, just, and if you can't meet that, listen, that is not the reason for the get-together, it's fellowship. That's the main, most important thing. So don't worry about that. If that's, don't let that keep you from coming, please. We do, this is why the men try to come in on our little day, because we do bring food, so everybody's got to bring a dish with you. He's not invited. Yes.
Uh-oh.
We'll pay you leftovers for cleanup.
Uh-oh.
That's a good idea. That's a great idea. Boy, we are smart ladies.
Oh, my
ladies.
Goodness.
What else was I going to say? I think that's all for that one. Okay. If you would like to help decorate the church for Christmas, or if you would like to lead the team to decorate the church for Christmas, come see me. I am not a decorator. I did it last year. Linda and Jeannie helped.
Jeannie helped. I helped.
Caleb helped. Listen, if you want to do that, please come. Please do it. There are certain things that are people's talents and gifts, and they love to do it. I don't even like listening to Christmas music right now. Right? Like, we put this stuff up early. It just comes at you way too fast. So if you would like to do that, I love celebrating Jesus' birth. It's all that other crazy stuff that goes with it. Amen?
Amen.
So if you'd like to do that, just come see me. And then Amen. We have the women's breakfast coming up this Saturday. Mona Kearns is going to bring the word, so we're excited about that. If you're just with us, you're joining us for the first time, we have a women's breakfast the first Saturday of every month. We're not going to do it for December because we're doing the women's Christmas party, but and we do a Bible study with it, and we have a person, a lady from the church, one of us will come and bring the word, and it is Mona's turn, and we are super excited to hear what Mona has for us. And then I need to see Laura and Amber after church. Yeah, because you said you better not spring something up on me at the last minute. Remember? It's almost the last minute, but it's not. We got all week. Lord Wilgus, don't look at me that way. You know we got all week. She's like, I asked this 3 weeks ago. Amber Johnson. She's not in here, so we'll grab her. Okay, and then the men aren't meeting for the next 2 months because right. It falls during the holidays. So you guys will pick up back in January, right? We are not having Thanksgiving night service, obviously, that Thursday. And Christmas Eve service, we are going to have our 6 o'clock candlelight service on Christmas Eve. And that is my favorite. I love it. I don't even like Christmas songs, and I love this service. There's just, God is so good. I don't. They're really high-pitched normally, right? Like,
quit, honey, quit it.
Oh, no. I'm just not a Christmas bone person. I don't like them. I like Mary, Did You Know? Is that good?
That's good.
Is that positive?
Yeah, that's positive.
Okay, good. We can leave it there?
Yeah, you can leave it right there.
Is that all we got? Is anybody else, that's all we got? We got pajama day for the kids on Christmas Day. Because we are having service on Christmas Day. It is a Sunday. And where else would you want to be for Jesus' birthday to celebrate it? It wasn't the actual day he was born. We understand this. But we want to celebrate him. We should celebrate him every day. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good, babe.
He's looking at me like,
stop. No, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we better let those children go to children's church and have at it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then I just want to remind you that the Bible says, given it shall be given, shaken up, pressed down, and given back to you. And that the Lord wants you to know that giving is a part of your responsibility as a Christian. Amen? It's a promise that is given to you that if you do give and tithe, that the Lord says he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you don't have room enough to contain. It also says that he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. And so there's many blessings when we give, and God wants you to be blessed, and he wants you to be a cheerful giver so that when you release your seed, it can go forth and to be done well with, and that the return on your seed will be great for you and your family, and God's just going to bless you for your giving. Amen? So this morning, we're just going to pray over the offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, that we get this opportunity to give, Father, and that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God, and you open the windows of heaven, Father God, and that you even say, prove me now, herewith saith the Lord. So this is the place where you really want us to be involved so that you can show us your goodness, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
I'm
praise the name of the Lord. Well, it is good to be back with each and every one of you and to see you this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And there's no other place we'd rather be on a Sunday morning. Amen.
Amen.
There's no other place that's worth being than in the house of God where you are worshiping the one who has saved you and who has redeemed you and who is putting forth his effort into your life. Amen. So this morning we're going to try to do part two of Trust in the Lord with All Thine Heart, okay? And so we're going to look in Proverbs chapter 3, and it says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. So this morning, I want to just look at some things and give you some direction on some things that we need to do in order to make sure that we are trusting in the Lord and putting him first. And so we're just going to go down a little list here. And the number one thing is, don't depend on yourself or trust in yourself. Yep, in this world, that is, it's hard to find trust anyway, and it's not easily supplied, and it has to be earned on this earth. But one thing that we want to make sure that we don't do is we don't want to depend on ourselves. We want to make sure that we're depending on the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We want to make sure that we're trusting him, that we're putting him first. And that is one of the most critical things that we can do, is trust in his scripture, trust in prayers, and trust in his leading of our life. Amen?
Amen.
One of the other things that we want to be able to do in our times of needs are we want to make sure that we can cry out unto God. Amen?
Amen.
Cry out unto the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Oftentimes people will follow God until the road gets rough. And oftentimes they're following God when things are easy and when things are out in front of them that are easy to conceive. But really, it's when times are rough that we really need to cry out to the Lord. Amen? And we need to make sure that we have our eyes open to the fact that the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him from them all. And that's Psalms 34:19. So what we need to know as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus is that we are going to have some challenging times in our life. Amen? We're going to have moments that come that challenge us, and we're going to need God's help at that time. Amen? Not everything is going to be easy. Even if you marry the love of your life, which thankfully I did, woo! You're going to have moments that have little bumps in them. Not big ones, but little bumps that you do got to get over. Boy, I better get out of here real quick. But anyhow, I want you to know something, that seriously, crying out to God is a very important thing to trust in the Lord and to show that you're trusting in him and to let him be in charge and in front of your life. It's important for us to know that when things are difficult, that's the time that we need to hang in there, and not a time that we need to turn our back or slow down our progress towards God.
Right.
Too often times when things get rough is when we'll see ourselves start to back away from God, and we shouldn't be that way. It's times like this that we should be hanging in there and being strong. It says that another thing I want you to know here is that if you're gonna trust in the Lord and truly show you trust in the Lord, then guess what? You're gonna run from evil.
Yes.
You know, Psalms 37:9 says, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." So we want you to know something, that evildoers are gonna be cut off in any way, and so we want to make sure that one way we trust in the Lord is that we abide by his commandments. Amen? and we keep his covenants and we put his word in front of us and we live by it. Amen. And when it says something is not good to be done, we don't do it. Amen. And when it says something is okay to do, that's what we do. Amen. And we make sure that we follow that and that we are really pressing into God in that way so that we don't get ourselves into situations where evil and negativity are around us. Amen. We want to make sure that we are right out front and staying out of sin and staying out of dark places. Amen. The Bible says this, that another thing to do is put God first in your life. Amen. Put God first. You know, it says here in Psalms 37, I want to read here a couple things. It says, in verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. I want you to know something, that when you put God first, then you commit your way to the Lord, and you trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Once you start putting the Lord first, things will start happening in your life. Amen? So we want to make sure that we get salvation first. Amen? And then we put God first in our life, and then we will start seeing the goodness of God. Amen? We'll see him turn around situations and relationships. We'll see him bring forth blessing into our life, and we'll see him bring forth peace into our life. Amen? Peace and provision will come from the Lord, and we will have it out in front of us. And another thing you can do in order to put God first and trust in the Lord is you can check yourself by God's word. Amen? Check yourself by God's word. Amen? And what that means is that God's word is always true. Amen? And God's word is right, and his word is right for us. Amen? The Bible says that there's a way unto man that seems right in his own mind, but it leads to destruction. Amen? But the word of God will always lead us to life and life everlasting. Amen? Amen? To be led of the Spirit is to be led of life. Amen? And so we need to make sure that one of the things we want to do is we want to check ourselves by God's word. In other words, when you endeavor to do stuff, make sure that you're looking in the word of God to see what God has to say about it. Amen? You know, the world might still believe an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but we know that praying for our enemies is what works in the kingdom of God. Amen? And so we know that in the world they might still believe that it's okay to hate people. Amen? But we know that our goal is to love our brother and sister. Amen? And that we are to walk in love and kindness, and we do that as the body of Christ and to each other. Amen? And we make sure that we have that love within our family and within our relationship with our spouse and within our relationship with our children so that we can be blessed. Amen? And so that we can walk in God's ways. And another way that we can hear God or to make sure that we're being led of the Spirit is to listen to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Make sure that you have an open relationship with God and make sure that the Holy Spirit can speak to you, can convict you, and can give you his word and can rise up in you and say things to you and you hear him. Amen? Because these are critical things that the Lord wants to be able to do in our life. Amen? Psalms 31, verse 19 says, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrote for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." How great is thy goodness. And I want you to know that God's goodness is truly great and divine. Amen? And it's laid up for us that when we follow him and listen to him and follow his Spirit, that God is going to bring goodness to pass in our life. Now, there are times where we're going to have rough times, amen? And we're going to face the adversities that we never even knew were going to be a part of our Christian walk, amen? And that's where we want to do this. Rest in God's love. Rest in God's love. I want you to know something, that there are times where things really come at us in life and they are hurtful. And we have to be prepared, because sometimes the enemy has a plan and he brings wickedness across our life. And we know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so sometimes he takes a blow at us that hits us in a sensitive space that we never expected to ever be hit or tempted in our life as a Christian. Amen? And we've got to make sure that during those times that we don't ever think that it's God's fault or that God intended us to have to go through this. Amen? We have to know what's come from God and what comes from the devil. Amen? And we have to know that sometimes things are truly of Satan, and he attacks us and he tries to hurt us in ways that will cause us to let our faith go. Amen? And he'll come after our faith and he will hurt us in ways that could really challenge our faith. And we have to make sure that at these times we trust in the Lord. Amen? We trust in the Lord more than we've ever trusted in the Lord. And I tell you what, there's times where we're going to feel lonely. There's times where we're going to feel not understood. There's times where we're going to have questions because we don't understand. And it's hard to see how we could be believers going through what we're going through. Amen? But I want you to know that during that time, that's when you have to trust in the Lord more than ever. Amen? And when you trust in the Lord, he's going to help you and guide you and lead you through that darkness. Amen? And he's going to bring you out on the other side. Because he's a good, loving, caring God. Amen? I'm going to read here in Jeremiah 17, verse 7. It says, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." You know, when we really walk with the Lord and we trust him, then I'm telling you, things can be different than they are in the world. Amen? When we trust in God, there's things that are going on in the world that will impact people, but does not necessarily have to impact us when we put God first and we stay in our relationship with him. Amen? Because he will be right there protecting us and guiding us through different things. And we're going to take a look here in just a minute at some things that happen in the Bible, and we're going to reference a couple stories here. That just tell God's goodness. But it says in Psalms 143, verse 8, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee." See, these are all things that we should be doing. If we're listening to the Lord early, then we should be able to hear him, and we should be able to walk in trust and know that his loving kindness is with us in the morning and throughout the day. Amen? And we can hear God speak to us and speak over our life, and we can walk in that, and we can trust in that, and we can trust in him. Amen? I want to remind you that in the book of Daniel chapter 3, there is three young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three young men were serving under a king. And during the time, this king decided to make a golden image and have all this idol worship and gods that he wanted everybody to worship to. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not worship those gods. Amen? And so he had made a decree that anybody that would not worship these gods would be thrown into a fiery furnace. Amen? And what happened was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to face the fact that when he changed the laws and he set it up that there was a God that he wanted them to worship as a golden image, they had to make the decision that they were not bending or bowing to that. Amen? They were going to continue to trust in the Lord. Amen? And they were going to keep their worship to God alone. And so when the king approached them about it, He says, hey, you can either worship my God or I'm going to have to put you in the furnace, the fiery furnace. And they said, hey, King, we're not slow to answer you on this. Said, we're not slow to answer you on this, but we're not going to serve this false God. And they said, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he doesn't deliver us, we would never bow down and serve this false God and worship a statue. Amen? And so when they found that out, then the king got mad at them and his countenance towards them changed because he had promoted these young men and he had them in position of authority within his own kingdom. And here, all of a sudden, because they won't worship an image, he's mad at them. So he heats up the fire and it says that it was seven times more heated up than it was before. And it also says that the men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, they actually got consumed and died. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell into the fire, and before you know it, instead of them being burnt up, there was a fourth one walking with them in the fire. Amen. And I want you to know something, that this is why you can trust in God, because even in the fire, he's going to be with you. Amen. I want to remind you that we're going to look at several times here where the Lord was always with those who were in a terrible situation. So these three men fall into the fire, and the fourth one is as the Son of God. And before you know it, the king says, did not we throw three men in the fire? Yet I see four, and they're walking free. And so before you know it, the king told them to come forth out of there. And it says that their hair was not singed, their clothes were not burned, and neither was even the smell of smoke on them. And that's how good God can deliver us. Amen. That's how much God can be with us when we trust in him. And so they got set free, and the king actually put out a decree that nobody could say anything negative against their God, and that nobody could say anything negative about them not worshiping the idol, because their God delivered in such a way that he knew he was real. Amen? And so I want you to know something, that if you stick to it, God's going to prove himself real to you and anybody around you that would fight against your faith. Amen? And God will bring you through and will justify you and will bring you out of your situation into the place where you need to be. Amen? And so don't be worried or concerned because you're going through a hard time right now or that you're going through a trial, because God is going to bring you out on the other side. Amen? I want to remind you that there was a time where the Lord sent some people to the other side and he was in the boat with them. Amen? And if you remember, the weather changed and a storm came, and it was stormy and it was really bad out. And these men that was with the Lord, all of a sudden they got scared, right? And before you know it, they went back and they said, Lord, don't you care that we perish? How could they forget that he was in the boat with them? I mean, Jesus himself is in the boat with you. And sometimes when the pressures of life come against us, and we got pressure points on us and situations going through, if we're not careful, we forget that God's right there in your situation in every moment with you. If he was in the boat with these men going across, then understand this, he's with you today in every situation you got going on. Amen? And so sometimes when we're crying out to the Lord, we need to recognize that he's in the situation with you. He's in the same place that you're at. And he already knows and sees what you're going through. And he's with you to bring you out on the other side. Amen? Amen? He will bring you through it and bring you out on the other side of the situation. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to remind you that Jesus himself, in his most difficult moment, said, Lord, God, please, if you can, remove this cup. But after all, God, not your will, that not my will, but let your will be done. Amen? And remember, Jesus had to go through something that he never wanted to go through, and that was carrying the cross. Amen? Wasn't that he wasn't willing, but he really asked God, if there's another way for it to be done, let's do it a different way. But when it wasn't able to, he went to carry that cross for each and every one of us. Amen? And so I want you to know that the Bible says that when Jesus was here on the earth living, he was tempted in all points in the same way that we get tempted. Yet he was without sin. Amen? So what that means is that he not only will he know your experience, But he can help you come through your experience with him still in charge, amen? And with him still leading your life, amen? So we need to make sure that we don't ever give up on God and we don't let our frustrations or our difficulties of our circumstances ever cause us to not keep continuing in the way with the Lord, amen? Because I'm here to tell you that you might be in a weary place, but don't grow weary in well-doing, because in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen? Amen? And God wants you to reap, and God wants you to come through and be in a very best place. Amen? Amen? I want to remind us that there was another king in the Bible, and his name was Jehoshaphat. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we could read the story where Jehoshaphat found out that there was four kings lined up to come against him and the people of God and try to kill them. Amen? And so Jehoshaphat leaned into the Lord. Amen? He put his trust into God. And what he did was he called for a fast to be held. Amen? And they fasted for 3 days. And while they were fasting, the word of the Lord came. And he said, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. This battle is not yours. Amen? I want to remind you that sometimes we're going through things and we need to remember that this battle belongs to the Lord. Amen? Amen? That we can do what we can do, but we need to trust God and let him bring the battle to pass. Amen? Amen. And it might not be in our timing.
Right.
It might not work out exactly the way we thought or when we thought, but it will work out. Amen?
Amen.
Say this with me. It will work out.
It will work out.
Amen. Amen. I want you to know that God will heal. You will receive your healing. Amen? You will receive your deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
You will come through the battle. Amen?
Amen.
God will bring his blessing forth in your life. Amen?
Amen.
He will do it. Amen?
Yes.
And so Jehoshaphat and the people prayed, and they found out that the blessing of God was upon them and that the battle was the Lord's. Now, this is something that I always wonder if I'd be strong enough to do, because they got up the next morning and they went out to face their enemy with just musical instruments.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's pretty bold, ain't it?
Amen.
So they went out singing and praising God with this musical instrument. I always think that if I was there, I'd be hiding. Yeah. I'd be hoping my faith was enough to handle that. But it was enough that what I want you to know is that when the Lord speaks a word to you, you can trust in it.
Yeah.
And when the Lord speaks a word to us, let's make sure that we grab a hold of it and hang on to it. Amen? Because when God speaks a word to us, he's faithful. And we may have some experiences along the way that even point directly opposite of that word. Amen? But let's not give up on that word. Amen? Let's trust in the Lord. Amen? And let's put our faith in him. Amen? What'd you say? Oh, yeah. So when Jehoshaphat and his team came out, remember what happened to the armies is that they rose up and started fighting against each other. Amen? And I don't know if it was the music that confused them or what, but something caused them to rise up and fight against each other. And it says that after that was over, that Jehoshaphat and his people came forth, and they were 3 days collecting the spoil that was laid out for them after that. And so God will protect us and keep us no matter what's going on. Amen? And so we need to know that God is on our side and that he's working on our behalf and that he will help us. Amen? I think I'm going to read one more story because this is a... this is just to help us just see how the Lord continues to work in our life. We're going to look at Mark chapter 10 and about verse 46. There's a blind man. And they came to Jericho, and as he came, went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." First of all, I want to tell you that blind Bartimaeus had been blind his whole life. Amen. So the people around him had an expectation of who he was. Amen. But when he encountered Jesus, that changed for blind Bartimaeus. Amen. So sometimes I'm just telling you that people might not be ready for you to step into who God has for you to be. Amen. But be like blind Bartimaeus and don't back up. Amen. Because it says that when they charged him and told him to be quiet, it says he cried out even the more and said, "Have mercy on me." And many charged him that he should keep his peace, but he cried out the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. See, back in those days when you begged, whether you were blind or crippled or whatever, you had a special garment on you so that you could be begging. And here he is, before his blind eyes are even open, he's casting his old garment off. Amen. Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. Now I want you to know something. You can trust in the Lord because your faith is enough. Amen. Your faith in you right now is enough that if you trust in the Lord, you can see great things come to pass. Hebrews chapter 13, 6 says in verse 6, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Amen. In fact, Hebrews chapter 13, 5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as we have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." See, this is one reason why you can trust the Lord, because he wants you to boldly come and say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man can do for me. Amen. Because he will never leave us nor forsake us. That's what his word says. He's going to be with us and he's going to be around us all the time. And his desire is to do us good. Amen. And so I want you to know something, that God himself is going to come with you into every battle and every situation that you face. And he's never going to leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So you can rest in him and you can trust in him and you can put your full faith in God. Amen. And when you do that, when you trust in him and put your full faith in God, he's going to be there for you. Amen? Amen. When you put him first and you make sure that you lean into him first before anything else, he will be there to help you. Amen? Amen. And so I just want you to know today that God is your God of trust. Amen? Yes. And you can rest in him and you can rely on him and you can be thankful that he's who he says he is. Amen? Because God is always going to be there for you. And God is always going to help you out. Amen? Yes. And he's always going to do on your part what needs to be done. Amen? Yes, he will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just declare your glory today, Father. And God, I just thank you, God, that you are the God of goodness, Father. And you are the God that we can trust. And Father, that you will help us in every situation, every difficult situation we face, Father God. We can look to you for help, God, and you're going to be right there, Father. And Lord, I just declare your goodness today, Father God. I just declare your grace and mercy upon us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for your goodness touching every person today, Father. And Lord, that as they trust in you, Father, they will see your goodness without fail. They'll see you bring to pass what only you can do in our lives, Father God. And we thank you for it and we declare it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let me see what we have on the prayer list today. Oh, Father, right now we put Dale before you, Father, and we pray about this right knee, Father God. Lord, we loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into him, Father. Let those joints and ligaments come back together, Father. And Lord, remove all pain and restore this knee. And God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, right now I just pray for Derek. Yeah. Oh, well, Father, we put Derek before you, God, and right now we pray over this sickness that comes upon him, Father God, that you would just touch him, God, and that you would just loose healing power into him, Father, loose the working of miracles and healing to flow and to cause him to be made whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody here that I can pray for this morning that needs prayer for anything? Amen. Maybe you've been to the doctor and got a report back and you just want some prayer of agreement. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What's going on, dear? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. I want to thank you for being here this morning and thank you for spending this Sunday with us. And I want you to just go and be blessed. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Amen.